talking with Charlie O'Brien from the Ag Equipment Manufacturers, AEM. This is your second effort go-round for the Ag Connect concept. What were you attempting to basically construct first last year in Florida, this year here in Atlanta?
Yeah, what we're looking to do is create a business environment for agriculture that was basically a gathering place for agriculture here in North America that combined not only the trade show environment, but also the educational environment that we've got. So we've got a lot of, over 40 educational sessions that are here, but also the gathering place is truly what we meant. And we've worked with a lot of other agricultural groups to have their key meetings, their annual meetings and different things as part of Ag Connect. So not only can they take advantage of what their meetings will be and have their meetings here, but also once they're through with their meetings, be able to take advantage of what's on the show floor, because that's very important to them as part of their business as well.
You've got, of course, the cotton folks meeting this week with the Beltwide, American Farm Bureau getting ready to kick off their meeting. You've got a couple of major meetings right there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we also have the Farm Foundation meetings were here. ASABE, the Ag Engineers, had their ATEC meeting here. So there's been several meetings that are taking place, and that's only a few of them. So there's a lot.
There's a couple of other farm shows or equipment type shows that are considered fairly major national type events. National Farm Machinery Show, the big show out in California, the World Ag Expo. Are you trying to compete with those, or are you trying to kind of fill in a different niche?
I wouldn't say we're necessarily trying to compete with those. I mean, everybody has some strengths associated with the show. What we're trying to do is to bring together a international business environment that happens once every other year here in North America. And so that's the model that we're trying to accomplish here, and give an opportunity for people to network with people that aren't just their peers here in North America, but as we see, and last year had 62 countries represented, but people are, after they go to the educational sessions, we're seeing people sitting down that may be from Russia or maybe from Ireland or whatever, and sitting with somebody here from Canada and maybe in Oklahoma, and sharing best practices, and people are very interested in what the best practices are in agriculture. So that's really the environment that we're trying to create, in addition to seeing very good show floor, which we share with other shows.
Where do you go from here?
We are looking now to get into our normal pattern, and our normal pattern of shows will be on an every other year basis. And the reason we've done that is really from an international perspective, that's consistent with other shows on an international basis. We didn't want to compete with other international shows, so we've nicely slotted it in a timing perspective to do that. And we will have our next show now on January 2013 and back in Orlando, which seems to be a pretty nice landing place for people, both on an international perspective, and we also found that people like where I'm from, Wisconsin, didn't mind going to Florida in January. So it seemed to be a good place. And what was surprising to me is we also found a fair amount of farmers and producers that were in Florida already in January. And so they took advantage of it being down there and swung over and saw the show as well.